وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. One of the key concepts of a humanity, or the human being in general, is to preserve his dignity and to preserve his essence, because we said, you know, what makes a human person or human being a human or a person is the fact that he preserves his dignity and everything else around it, all the other rights, all other human rights are in fact trying to preserve that human dignity. We understand that the human being has two dimensions. He has a materialistic dimension and he has a spiritual dimension. And we can submit to the fact that human being, or the human being himself, is a very complicated creature. Absolutely complicated. So it is very hard to judge such a creature with certainty. And from here we can understand why people of theology or philosophy or those who are trying to put laws, they never got it right, or they always keep, you know, having this moral dilemma. Where should we do this and should we do that? If we do this, what happens to that? There's constant trouble or constant, you know, fight within those who are trying to, you know, write the laws for mankind. So one of the things that we ask in regards to the human dignity, and obviously his basic right, is when we look at punishments, or as we call them in Islam, retributions, iqab, or qisas, to be precise. Are those punishments suitable for the human being? In a way, it does not override or violates his dignity. Be it retribution, Islamic retribution, or be it, you know, punishment by the law. And what is the relationship between punishment and retribution and the human dignity? When we look at the human-made systems that we have today, and that we most, if not actually all, I should all say, all governments are bound by, we see them when it comes to the concept of punishment and the human dignity, we see them colliding in a sense where there are a lot of punishment written by man that actually takes the right of a person and they are not befitting for him. Such laws, I mean, I could sit here for days and days trying to go through the unfair, unjust laws that human beings have to face as a punishment for actions or acts that it does not fit the crime, does not fit the punishment, or the punishment does not fit the crime, which in fact ends up doing what? Taking the human dignity away, or trying to at least attack the human dignity. When we look at the human being, we have to make sure that we come up with a punishment suitable for him. And the question is, who can come up with a law that is suitable with the human being in a sense or in a way where it does not collide with his human dignity, where it does not take his rights away. I mean, not a person that does something really stupid and then he ends up being imprisoned for many years or at least punished for something that's, you know, ridiculous. Let us take a short break and then we will look at that.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We were talking about punishment and human dignity. We said who can come up with a law or a punishment or retribution that is suitable for the human being. In a way, it does not take or deprive him of his dignity. And the short answer is obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since we said human beings are very complicated humans and they're very special in their own way and they're very unique. So the one that needs to put a system of punishment or retribution, it has to be the maker himself. Why? Because the maker himself, he knows those human beings because he created them. Therefore, he knows what's good for them, what's bad for them. And when he places retributions, he knows that this is fitting for them or not fitting for them. It will hurt them or their dignity or not hurt them, right? So obviously, it's God's law. And God's law today is summarized in one word, and that is Islam. When we look at the Islamic retributions, we see it does not collide with the human dignity, unlike the man-made laws. Because Islam takes everything into perspective. For example, to make it much easier, much understandable. In a system, or at least in a country, where there's poverty, if a person tries to, I don't know, steal a loaf of bread to feed his family, he will be caught by the police and he will be labeled as a thief and he might be imprisoned for trying to survive. In an Islamic world, or in a world where it is governed by an Islamic law, they don't do that. We don't label him as a thief. We look at the circumstances. Why did the person has to do what he has to do? Is it out of need? Out of necessity, out of survival, or not, then the retribution or punishment comes into play. Sometimes you'll find out in Islamic laws that the society should be punished, not the person, because the person is only in the state that he's in, and he committed what he committed because the society neglected his rights. So we see, for example, Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam, and the imams, as I've read in their stories, that when they look at workers, they said, have they been paid up front? Have their wages been set for them? Did you pay them? And sometimes they say, no, we will pay them later. He says, no, you shouldn't do that. You should give them their money up front. Because it's trying to preserve that human dignity, not take it away. So here is a dilemma that we fall in, that these laws that we have, they're always colliding with the human dignity. In Islam, I mean, the harshest punishment that we have is death. And death is only when a person violates the rights of other people by taking either their life or doing something that takes their dignity. For example, committing adultery, a married man or a married woman with one another. When a person's dignity and a person's right is being taken, then Allah says, you are no longer deserving of having yours. Therefore, we need to take it away. So only Islam can preserve the human rights and human dignity through the laws that he places when it comes to punishment and retributions. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.